Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Gilbert. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dutch Dotterer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Irv Noren. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a line drive into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noren for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 0. The Reds will come to bat. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobby moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman bunts towards the mound. Purkey fields it and throws to third for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Altman moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 0. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Noren, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bell scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hobby drops the ball. Robinson moves to third. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gilbert moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dotterer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a line drive towards short. Casco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Purkey is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks is hit by the pitch. Marshall moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dotterer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dotterer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-2 in the game. Purkey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-3 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. the Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilbert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Casco bunts towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Dutch Dotterer. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casco moves to third. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casco scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 3-2, Reds. Don Elston now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards first. Marshall fields it and throws to third for the out. Lynch moves to second. One out. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Bill Henry now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Pinson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields the ball and throws to Henry covering. Safe. Henrik scores. Temple moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Whitey Lockman now playing first base. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-4 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.